6:31 on this Sunday, June 10th. We are on the road today at the winner of our one of our two man cave contests. One is a Razorback themed man cave, and the other one is non-Razorback themed. We'll be in Houston tomorrow, Raj, for our other winner.
Yes, sir.
Sandy Hutsmith.
Sandy.
And we're here with Mark Carter today. This is his home out in West Little Rock. He and his wife, Ann. And Mark is with Amp Magazine, Arkansas Money and Politics, which Heather Baker, our good friend, runs that, both those publications. And she'll be by a little bit later. Jim Harris is here. Jim, what's crazy is that you guys know each other. You guys been in the business together. You guys worked together for a little bit.
We worked together. We crossed paths for a long time there. I was at Arkansas Sports 360 when Mark was at Arkansas Business, and Mark actually slid over and did a little writing for Arkansas Sports 360, and he's done some other sports writing in his spare time. That's kind of what we all end up doing eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It in our spare time when we do something else.
Well, listen, it's not an easy business to be successful, and that's why we give a lot of credit to Heather and what's happened at AY Magazine and Amp Magazine. You're representing Arkansas Game and Fish. Jim, you were here last week for Trey Reed.
Yeah, I actually got my 10-year certificate handed to me yesterday.
Very nice.
Which was very, awesome. Very nice. It's the longest I've spent in one job.
Very nice.
Really?
Very nice.
Well, you know, I've had some different things happen. I mean, either I got a different job, or in the case of the Arkansas Gazette, it closed before.
Yeah.
I probably would have spent a career there. I mean, you know, had things not changed in 1991, and then Arkansas Sports 360 died.
Y'all were working together on Arkansas Sports 360.
Yeah, so we did. I think you were still at Arkansas Business probably when we bit the bullet in 2012. The publisher decided to pull the plug on the financing because there wasn't a whole lot to pull there at that time. You know, it was hard to sell internet web-based publishing in Arkansas. And I know Mark can probably tell the stories too. They have a great website and some great magazines at AMP and some of the other stuff that y'all do over there, AY.
What do you think about the man cave? I mean, you walk in here and you just...
Well, Mark threatened to bring me and George Walden and some other guys here. Maybe George did get to make it. And I heard all about it a while back as it was growing. First of all, Mark follows two of my favorite teams. Obviously, the Hogs here and the Redskins.
You're a Redskins fan, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I grew up... I totally forgot about that.
We used to talk about that all the time. My mother grew up in Arlington, Virginia, Northern Virginia, so her brothers were huge Redskin fans. I still say it. It's hard for me to say the Commanders. It's the Redskins are playing this weekend. I went to a bunch of preseason games back when we'd go up there every summer, and then I got to see Monty Coleman, the late, great Monty Coleman, play and covered him. For the Gazette, we did a story on him and Rayleigh Johnson.
Yeah, I remember him.
Was it Raven Caldwell?
Raven Caldwell.
Both. Raven Caldwell, too.
Raven played with it.
But they were both on the 91 Super Bowl champions. Yeah. And actually, before they even won the Super Bowl that year, I covered them early in the year. And, I mean, they blew through the season that year. They went 14-2 and then beat the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Well, this is for those who just joined us. You need to go on the webcam and see. And now, do you come in here, Mark? Do you come in here and kick back and, honey, I'm going up to my – do you call it man cave? Do you call it my room, my hot? What do you mean? Is there any name for it?
Well, we call it the cave, the study.
Okay.
I used to a lot. This is where I'd hang out till 2 or 3 a.m. watching TV or whatever.
Right.
But Gertie, our latest dog, who's 3
– can't get up the stairs easy?
I used to have a problem with watching the Hogs. I would get so intense. I would throw stuff, and I've kicked in those closet doors.
Oh, I see the lamp is broken.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, I didn't know how close a person you and I are really very similar. I've broken many a headphone set.
But Gertie, she'll hardly come in here because she associates it with me being intense.
Yeah.
So, like, for last season, and I guess this was a good season because there wasn't much to watch.
Right.
But when I wasn't at the game, I would watch downstairs, and I forced myself to just be like, I'm not going to react in any kind of wild, crazy way. I'm just going to be subdued. And if I needed to, I'd just walk outside for a little bit.
Being a Hog fan is, and watching a season –
that we've had for the last decade, it's great for anger management.
Oh, battered hog syndrome.
If you can try. If you can try.
You are going to get there, or you're going to get like I do, and it's just, you know, record the games or have your machine record it. And if they win, you watch them. And if they don't, they don't. I mean, I didn't watch any live basketball this year, hardly at all. I always caught them in replay.
Look, if you want to be
a bad strategy,
if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Somebody's already said, I would never want to leave that room. Probably just take days just to see it all. It's hog heaven. Yeah, it is. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff. You got like there's Nolan Richardson there, Sidney Moncrief signatures, and
he has no idea what I may have in my bag. He doesn't have anything. He didn't document it. This would be something to me. This is what you do. This is like the movie Monument Man. You have to have a log of everything here. There's so much stuff here. I'm telling you, this is great. I could do that.
Oh, I just noticed the lamp. I didn't even notice the rest of it.
Everything. Look at anything. Listen, the welcome mat's a hog. Do you have a hog tattoo on your butt?
No, if I ever do get inked, it'll be a hog.
Of course
it will. It's not the Razorback.
Roger, did you see this over there?
I did not, but I see it now.
What's the faded Razorback thing hanging on the wall? Jim, this is his dad's, granddad's 1925 pennant from Arkansas. What is this?
That was my mom. She passed away in 2011. That was her. She just had that up forever in her garage, and you know, obviously,
of course,
passed to me, and
your grandfather's pennant. You can look at it and see how many people use thumbtacks to put it in the wall.
Well, sadly, back in the day, I used some thumbtacks on that,
but that's okay. Yeah, listen, okay. You did what you're supposed to do. That was your grandpa's. No, I'm just saying. To me, that gives it a little bit more not just authenticity, but. Character.
Jim, can you verify that there are no other Sports Illustrated besides the Clinton version than the ones he has up there?
I was going to tell y'all, Mark, I think I quizzed you on this before.
Is one missing?
Yes, there's one missing, but Arkansas wasn't the feature team.
Okay, so they were part of the picture on the cover.
That's right. They were.
Give us a hint. Basketball?
It's in the 60s. Arkansas wasn't even worth the crap.
Bruce James.
Yeah. No.
Well, Bruce James is on the
cover. That's missing as far as Arkansas being the other team twice, 2 years in a row, the shootouts in December against Texas. But in January of 1966, Arkansas and Iowa played in December. But it ended up being a cover story on Iowa's basketball team. Sports Illustrated shot the game in El Paso, and two of Arkansas's players, James Talkington and another guy, are on that cover picture.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Know that.
They are not even – it doesn't even say Iowa dismantles Arkansas or anything like that. It was just Iowa. But those are Arkansas's players on the cover.
Well, those are the – if you had to rank them, you'd go Sydney's behind the head.
Oh, absolutely.
That's probably one. Now, what is it?
Harry James.
Is it Harry James?
No,
Lighthouse
Harry –
Jones.
Thank you,
from Enid.
You said Bruce James.
Yeah, he's from Enid, Oklahoma.
I mentioned that.
That was when Arkansas was going to be a dynasty.
That's right. I mentioned that last night at trivia when we were at Boudreaux's, when we were talking about coming here. Because the first time I ever saw that was at Wes Sutton's.
Yeah. Such a cool picture.
To me, it's the greatest Razorback cover because of the look,
Is that the Sports Illustrated jinx? Because we didn't become the new dynasty?
No, it totally was.
Has to be
Are
the
you
first
kidding
one.
Me?
I have the Corliss one autographed. Thank you very much.
That's
I have
great,
this Sydney one that I just
one.
Got autographed. Thank you very much. But that Lighthouse here, if I had that just as it, I mean, I love that look.
Well, can we tell you, this other one, the one with the Calcagni.
I used to have that.
Oh, a number one Arkansas.
They came out of the preseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really cool shot. And who was the other running back with him? It was blank.
Ben Cowens.
We went 9-2-1 that year, tied UCLA in the Fiesta Bowl.
Mark's all over, man. Yeah. He's all over it. And like I said, if you go back and look at my Facebook Live, I did a Facebook Live that sort of went around the room a little bit. We'll take some pictures and post them, too. Let's go ahead and make, if we can, Christian, let's do this open for Trey. Oh, you got it? You look at there. You're in. It's Trey Reed
from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Yeah, thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers. Appreciate that.
Real quick, just some show you how the sausage is made instead of texting. Christian, can you see me on the board?
No, it's not like you take over my mouse like you like old times.
Very good. Yeah. All right, very good. I want to make sure.
Is that good or bad that he can't see what you're doing?
It's good.
Yeah, Rogers, it's sort of like we're in the Matrix. You know, we've been training. Oh, it's a pill. He's in the Matrix now. So
you know what? And guess what?
He wasn't. Now he's settled.
I see the red pill.
He's seeing zeros and ones all over the place.
But someone says here from the 870 in our Milton Eaton Air text line, Mark is my kind of guy. I threw an iPhone through a wall watching a Razorback game.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it happens. There's a lot of anger that
I sliced my hand open throwing a Coke can once
at
our old house. Yeah, I just threw it like from the
– You would think the pain would eventually stop you, but it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't work.
All right, Jim,
you
were tasked with finding out about what was going on with the geese in Hot Springs and the lakes, and have you found any information for our friends, especially Steve Qualls and all his boating friends over there?
Well, there are a lot of geese. I did find – but, I mean, there's no plans to eradicate them, and I don't know where they sit in terms of hunting areas. They may be in places that, you know, there's no gun usage because there is seasons for Canada geese. In fact, we have a early Canada goose season starting September 1st, runs through October 15th. The reason you hear that they're protected is that they are migratory birds. Even these ones that don't migrate, that end up, claiming these little areas as their permanent year-long home here in Arkansas that we know. They almost become not pets because they really are just nuisances.
Here's what it says. They're taking over Greer's Ferry. I mean, this must be really a...
So there are, and there may be down the road some depredation or some kind of permits
could
be issued.
Yeah, but it's 643. What is it, depredation?
Yeah, but it just depends. I mean, you know, they are a nuisance. They do spread E. coli with their poop, other problems.
But there's no solution.
Well, the solution is you can hunt them where it is a huntable area, like a dozen.
They're not feral geese.
What?
You can't treat them as a feral hog. Can they not be feral geese?
Well, no, we manage geese.
Okay.
We don't manage hogs. Right. Hogs are not a managed animal by our standards.
Hogs are people too, Jim.
And actually, that's really under the Department of Agriculture here in the state. They oversee the feral hog with a 22 group member of the Feral Hog Task Force. Yes.
What, there's a Feral Hog Task Force. Wow.
Yeah, they're very much a nuisance too. But then again, you'll find hunters, some who may be listening in on the show here, who like to hunt hogs. And I got to tell you, some people have probably brought hogs in and they've caused part of this problem because they brought them in to hunt on their camps and they've gotten loose. And they've caused a lot of issues because hogs will tear up just about anything they can.
So, Jim, so basically.
Go hogs, right?
Yeah, so everybody's listening. You have to wait till September before you can pull out a gun, right, on these geese.
Yeah, and you have to hunt them in an area that's huntable,
right? It's
or private land, or get permission, like Corps of Engineers, to hunt on the river, on their land, or they can be hunted, but they are a protected migratory bird. That's why you hear that they're federally protected. Back a few weeks ago, when they got run over by. They have been taken out before.
They have.
When they are causing a hazard, which those geese were, that's why it was urged to that officer. But he couldn't take a gun out and shoot them.
You're talking about.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just wondering now. People go like the state trooper. Yeah. Listen, my boat. That would have wrecked my boat. I had to take out 50 geese over here in
Griffith. Safety reasons.
Safety reasons.
Well, there's
yes.
a real possibility that.
Scattergun!
You know, that they might go with that. You know, just go on your way then, sir.
All right, if you got a question or comment for Jim Harris, who
you didn't hear me say that.
with the Arkansas Game and Fish, we are hanging out at the home of Mark and Ann Carter. Mark is with Arkansas Money and Politics at Magazine. His wife works at Catholic High School. Yep. What's your position, Mark?
Development director.
Pull that up there, right there.
Development director.
And she's been there. She was back all the way.
She's been there 20 years.
Yeah, so Joe, when Joe was over there volunteer coaching, Joe Klein. She
oh, yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, she knows
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. All right, make sure you go.
Hey, this is free fishing weekend. Don't forget. We got to talk about it before it's over.
Yeah, we'll come back and visit about that. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, pop us a text, 661-1037. Also, try to check our Facebook and YouTube messages as well. Don't go away. More to come.